Welcome to the weekly broadcast of Let's Talk About It, produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO AM 1230 and FM 107.5 radio. Let's Talk About It is directed by Mario Espinoza with the technical assistance of Carol Buckley. This program brings weekly community mental health issues to your radio. Let's Talk About It is produced for and presented as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health Service, Leticia Plancarte Garcia, Director. And now let's join our co-hosts, Patricia Arevalo Caro and Alfonso Ruiz, for today's program.
Hello, Imperial Valley. Welcome to Let's Talk About It, your weekly wellness radio show brought to you as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health. My name is Patricia Arevalo Caro, and I am your host for today's show. If you would like to hear any of our shows in Spanish, please tune in on Wednesday mornings at 8 a.m. on Radio Bilingüe 88.7 to listen to our sister show, Expressate. If you'd like to revisit this show or any of our other shows or share a podcast, we would love for you to do so. Just visit kxoradio.com and click on the Let's Talk About It and Expressate links on the right side of the page to find a show that interests you. We've got lots of shows on there, and hopefully you'll find one that interests you. So our radio show calendars, along with information about our various programs and services, are available on our website, which is bhs.imperialcounty.org. If you have any questions or any feedback, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email at wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. We also offer free community service training courses, which are open to the public, and we're always happy to welcome new participants. You can give us a call at 442-265-7442 to find out about our upcoming classes. We'd love for you to stay connected with us on Facebook, Spotify, and Instagram. Give us a like, a care, or a follow, and stay up to date with what we are doing at Imperial County Behavioral Health and what our wellness resources and events that we have upcoming. So with that said, I would like to introduce to you Ave Urias, and she is a case manager from the Counseling and Psychological Services of San Diego State Calexico. So welcome, Ave, and thank you for being a guest on our show today.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having me.
So Ave, we're talking about San Diego State and what you do. So what is exactly a case manager at San Diego State?
Yeah, of course. So I am the department under Counseling Psychological Services. So our intention here at Imperial Valley Campus is to support our students in their mental health and their well-being so that they can successfully complete their degree. So it's just a layer of support for them here while they're coming to class and coming to school and, you know, with all the stress of not just being a student, but life itself.
And that's really important because, you know, they folks at, you know, that age, I don't know, some of your students may start off at 18. Some of you, they may have gone to a junior community college and then transferred into your institution. So, you know, you've got folks that are still pretty young trying to decide what to do and with all the stresses of life and, you know, making life decisions, you know, at that age, you know. So it's kind of a difficult period in time. And, you know, those young folks, we got to help them out as much as we can because they're the ones that are going to be making decisions for us when we get older. So we want to make sure we put them on the right path and help them as much as we possibly can. So you said that your department is the Counseling and Psychological Services of San Diego State Calexico. What kind of services do you offer the folks that are at San Diego State?
Yeah, of course. We provide crisis intervention for our students. They don't need an appointment for that. If they are having a crisis, they need to be seen. They could be seen immediately as long as we're within office hours. We do have an after hours lane that they can call, but as long as we're here, they can be seen. We also do outreach. So we do a lot of just tabling, going to class presentations, we do workshops, we do events just to bring awareness of not only our services, but services that may be available out in the community. And then just like with our workshops, we provide like a self-care or stress management, just teaching them those important life skills so that they can take them and do them on their own and not necessarily maybe need the one-to-one, because we do offer one-to-one services for them. If they need to be seen, they need to talk to myself, or we also have an LCSW in our staff, you know, they can be seen by us, and we do provide that short-term therapy. So for like counseling, or we provide, of course, it's short-term, and if we see the need that the student may need a lot more support and help, then we can make those referrals. So we also do those referrals and connecting them with community resources or anything else that they might want to, you know, seek. Or they might just be needing help with connecting with like Medicaid, for example, or CalFresh, so stuff like that. So yes, in a nutshell, that's what we do.
So you said, so let's just walk us through, you know, like a person that's needing services. Now you said you offer crisis intervention services. So what would constitute a crisis intervention for you and for the folks that are at San Diego State?
Yeah, I always tell the students there's no small problem. If for you, that's a crisis. Like, there's nothing that can necessarily entail and just be like, oh, you know, I'm having a hard day, but somebody's having a harder day. And it's like, no, that's your day. You know, we don't want to minimize what they're going through, what they're feeling and experiencing. So it could be anything. I have students that are just, they're feeling the overwhelming of school, and they're at a point where they're like, I don't even know if it's worth continuing going to school. So that in itself is a crisis, because they're questioning, you know, what their life decisions. And then I have other students that, like, something happened at home and it's crushing, and they don't know how to process what they just went through. So it could be, there is no problem that is small. It could be a range from problems, and it could be personal problems. It could be problems that they're having as a student, anything that's going on at home, even at work. I have students that come in and they're having a hard time in the workforce. So it's truly a variety of issues that they may be dealing with.
And, you know, that's the thing, is that a crisis is different to everybody. You know, it all depends on your level of being able to see things. It's your perspective, how you feel and stuff like that. So let's just say that somebody comes in and they're having a crisis, and they, you know, are just maybe, you know, they have no more food in their home, or maybe they even feel like, you know, this isn't worth doing. This isn't worth, you know, continuing. And so what kind of services, or what would you do for this person? If we can just kind of walk through a crisis or somebody coming in and asking for services.
Of course. Yeah. So we do have several departments within Student Affairs. One of them is the food pantry. So the food pantry runs up through the USDA, which is the U.S. The food bank. They run a program. So if they're having food scarcity, you know, I connect with them so that they may be able to provide something for the student if there's like an immediate need or even an ongoing need. We also have the economic crisis response team, and they're more so on the more immediate need. Like, if I have a student that, you know, was, I don't know, kicked out of their home and now they're homeless and they don't know where or how to stay, there is the possibility of providing that, like a hotel voucher for that night until they like figure it out or something. So we do have some programs here at the university that we can support the student. And of course, you know, sometimes it's to solve that immediate problem. So that's where my role comes into a big part of it is, again, connecting the student with resources and making sure they have the correct resources and the correct connections if they need that long-term assistance.
And so if I'm a student there and, you know, I'm having anxiety over a test, or I just got some test results and they weren't the best, and, you know, I'm thinking, you know, life isn't worth it, and I'm going into you to say, can you help me, or how can you help me? What would you do, or how would that be handled there at your office?
Yeah. So first of all, providing the space for them to be able to come in and being able to speak what they're experiencing, speak what they're feeling, just allowing them really to feel and process what they're feeling. And then it really depends. I always ask the student, where are you now and what do you want? Like, what is their need? Because I might be seeing a different need than they might be feeling. So I always check in with the student and see what the need is. And then we go from there. Either we have to do a plan. Maybe we do a plan. We seek services. Like, if they're struggling with a class in itself, we do have the Academic Learning Center where they have tutors, they have mentors. They can help in that side. If possibly maybe they didn't know and they have a disability and they can have accommodations, you know, direct them to that. But truly just in all aspects to support the student. But when it's something that is they're struggling more so on their own, we try to come up with a plan together, because it's important to get their input and that, you know, get their side of what their need is so that we can come up with something. And if they want to, I always tell them, like, even if you want to do the accountability check, I'm here for that as well. Like, if you want to come every 2 weeks, let me know how your studying going. Let me know how that homework, you're falling behind, making sure you know, procrastinate, all of that. Like, we can do that as part of your plan of support. So, but it's truly, truly comes at a place where the student, what they need.
And so you had said earlier that you offer short-term therapy to the students that are enrolled there at San Diego State. What does that involve? How does that work?
So it starts with an intake, just to get a feel of the student and do a full assessment of, like, their support system, where they're at. And then it entails about 4 to 6 sessions. It kind of varies. We can do more. We have the liberty to do a little bit more because we're smaller than, like, compared to the main campus, our San Diego campus. They have a lot more students. So we have a little more wiggle room. If we see the student, you know, needs 8 sessions, then we can extend it. That's no problem. And it's just, like I said, it just comes really from the need of the student. And we do the plan from there as to, like, we formulate our goals and our meeting time, if we're going to meet weekly or bi-weekly, and then kind of check in as we go as far as that plan.
And so the services that you offer to your counseling services or your therapy services, are there any fees or sliding scale? How does that work?
No, there's no fee. It's part of the tuition fees that they already pay for students as students. So for the counseling psychological services, there's no fee tied to the services whenever they reach out.
Wow, that's awesome, because, you know, sometimes that can be, you know, if somebody's already struggling, thinking that, you know, life is very difficult and they maybe don't want to go on any further, and then to not have a burden of having to pay for the service and having somebody there, you know, on site, they can maybe go to their class and then go see their therapist or go see a counselor there at the college, and, you know, don't have to worry about paying for it. And you guys are there on site and available. So that's pretty cool. Is there a specific office that they have to go through? I mean, is there, like, a room number or office number or building number where they can reach out to you?
Yes, we just actually opened what we call it Wellness and Success Center, and the office is located in there. The office number is COBL 102, so it's next to the computer lab area. You're a student, you know. And yeah. If you don't, and you're an alumni where the old Aztec shop used to be, that corner is now the Wellness and Success Center, and that's where we're located. And they could either come in or they could go ahead and just call the front desk and schedule an appointment. And everything is confidential. We are HIPAA compliant. No professors, no admin, no other staff. No one will know what is discussed. Of course, we are mandated reporters. We have to report anything such as child abuse, elder abuse, if they're hurting someone, themselves, all of that. But other than that, everything is confidential. So that is also very important to know. And our the system that we use where we keep the scheduling system and all our notes, everything, it is just exclusive to Counseling Psychological Services. So no one outside of Counseling and Psych will know and have access to those records.
And your phone number there?
Our phone number to schedule an appointment if you're a student is 760-768-5500.
And, you know, that's always really important, what you just mentioned about things being confidential. Because, you know, the first thing that we worry is somebody going to know, and is somebody going to hear this? Or, you know, are you going to call my parents? Because I'm sure that you have some folks that are under the age of 18. And, or you may have folks that are under the age of 18. And, you know, the last thing you want is your parent notified, or you don't want, you know, your grandma that you live with or whatever to be called, and, you know, and absolutely. your the things that you're concerned about being told to them. So,
absolutely.
So talking about academics, you had mentioned something earlier. You have, a lot more student services that I don't think we've even touched on. I was looking at your website earlier, and you know, there's lots of things that are available to the students out at San Diego State, and you know, your which is your counseling and your psychological services. But I, you know, I'm reading your website, and some of the things that you're doing is so helpful, because sometimes when kids, or I shouldn't say kids, but sometimes when the students just kind of are a little overwhelmed, and the things that you do, like, you know, you help with self-esteem, you help with problem solving and things like that. Those are sometimes, you know, the littlest things, but can mean the biggest difference, especially in the student's day, you know, when somebody just kind of says, okay, let's just take a step back and let's just stop and let's just take this one step at a time. So how do you help students go through that? Or how do you help the students help themselves, I guess, is a good way to say it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we have a lot of students that when they're so overwhelmed, it's simple as they forgot to even eat that day. So it's so important to kind of remind them. So as part of our efforts, we do workshops. And one of the most important and more popular ones is I do a self-care workshop, which is hands-on. I just have stations for them. I have coloring. I have painting. I have, like, write a letter to your future self. You know, kind of give them those prompts in that space, because sometimes they don't make the space because they're so busy. You know, most of them are working, they have families, they're going to school. So of course they don't make sometimes that time of really sitting down and kind of winding down. So I give a short presentation of why self-care is important. And then it's just hands-on. And it's that reminder of, like, oh yeah, that's true. Like, I like to color and I forgot that this relaxes me, or I like to paint and I forgot that, or maybe, like, rediscover something that they hadn't tried before and now it's that opportunity. So that's one of the most popular I have, but I have done workshops on, like, stress management, time management, just those skills that they need, not just as being students, but even at life itself. Because even when you're already in the workplace, sometimes we forget, yeah. You know, to drink water, take your snack. So it's just really important to kind of tie in, you know, those skills for them.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that, you know, somebody can tell you, you know, take a deep breath. But when you're so caught up, you just forget. Something as simple as taking a breath, you know, can really help relax your muscles, can help you de-stress just a teeny tiny bit in order to kind of be able to say, okay, let me face the next hurdle. Let me face the next thing that's up ahead. And like you're saying is that you're giving them tools for their toolbox so that when they leave and maybe they're gone from San Diego State, maybe they're in their job and they're just having a very stressful day, they can learn what Abe told me and to help, you know, de-stress myself and just kind of help calm myself down, or especially if they're in a test, they can't just leave the test and go talk to you, but you've given them the tools that they need to help them help themselves. So that's really cool because that's a lot of the important things. And self-care, you know, everybody talks about it, but does everybody do it? You know, how many times have we talked to people, hey, you need to take care of yourself. And then we, you know, we have a 12-hour day going, and we don't take care of ourselves. So, yeah, that's really cool. I think that we all need to, it's like, what is it, what they teach you sometimes in classes or like in an airplane, like you have to put the oxygen mask over yourself before you can put it on somebody else because you're not going to be able to help anybody.
Exactly. Yes.
So the other thing that I'm seeing is family conflict and relationship issues. How is that? How do you help people with that?
Yeah, we've had a couple of students reach out for like couples therapy. It is. I don't do it personally, but the LCSW here, he has done it in the past. So that's something that is available to students if they're married. But just, you know, sometimes they're having family issues at home that they don't know how to manage or process, or something happens. I've had a lot of students deal with a lot of grief and sudden loss of family, and that in itself, you know, they're going through so much, and the helping them through that process and that grieving process is part of what we do here. We kind of do a variety of things. And like I said, you know, if we see that there is a need to refer the student out, we do. We connect them with the resource that is necessary and make sure, you know, to walk them through that whole process if we see, you know, they need a lot more than what we can offer.
And that's important, is that you guys are, you know, the stepping stone. You're the first step in this. And like you said, if they feel that they need some more or more than the sessions that they're allowed, then they maybe need a higher level of care to where they can be referred to a counseling center or behavioral health or whatever other entity that they choose to seek services at. But that's important because that's very well rounded, because we don't think of, you know, relationship issues, that the school is going to help us with, because that's kind of, you know, that's different. That's not really dealing with school, or that's not really dealing with you, but you're taking care of the whole well-rounded person and doing everything that you possibly can for the student so that they can get the support and be successful. Absolutely. In school. You know, because these little things can really take a toll on people. And, you know, it's difficult when you're going through school because you got to get through and you got to get the grades and you got to do this and you got to get to your classes. And you can't be late for classes, because if you miss too many classes, you're going to get dropped. And it just kind of snowballs on you. And you don't really take a minute to say, okay, what can I do to stop this snowball, or what can I do so I can help myself kind of get through this and not let the snowball start to roll down the hill again, you know, and, you know, it's called catastrophizing, and you just kind of get caught up and you got to get off that train, you know, so that you can be able to help yourself. And you guys are there, you know, if something is going wrong with a person that day, they can just go right into, and don't ask me to repeat the number again for your room number, but if you're a student, you'll know where it's at. And you can just go right in there and say, hey, I just need a few minutes. I need somebody that I can talk to.
Yes.
And the service is there.
Yeah, you know,
that's,
absolutely.
That's
and
amazing.
Sometimes just talking helps, and that's all they needed.
You know, and it's amazing that you say that. And, you know, so a lot of times we don't stop to think about it. That just to somebody to say, I know what you're feeling, or just somebody to repeat back to you what you've said, and to say, and so you can hear the words, and it's like, oh, okay, you know, maybe I did overreact, or maybe I'm just kind of, I just need to take a minute. I just need to take a breath, or I need to look at it in, you know, from a different perspective, look from the outside looking in kind of thing. So, and sometimes that's just what you need, to have a different perspective on the things that are happening with you.
Yeah.
So with that said, we're going to take our first commercial break, and we will be back in just a few minutes.
Let's talk about it. Bringing community mental health issues to your radio. Listen each Sunday morning to KXO AM 1230 at 7 a.m. and now on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Or log on to KXORadio.com for a 5-minute podcast highlight of the show or the show in its entirety. This program is produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO AM 1230 and FM 107.5. Let's Talk About It is presented as a public service of Imperial County Behavioral Health Services.
Welcome back, Imperial Valley. Today we have the pleasure of speaking with Ave Urias, and she is a case manager with the Counseling and Psychological Services of San Diego State University, Calexico. And so we had a really interesting first segment of our radio show. We talked about a lot of the different services that San Diego State Calexico is offering to their students, the kind of counseling services and things like that that they are offering to the students at San Diego State. And so we're going to kind of continue with that same track. And so one thing that you know, we had talked about during the break was about the bounce back retention at San Diego State. So could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, of course. This is a program that started over in our San Diego campus. It's a curriculum-based course, and it's a one-credit course, and it's to help our students who are on academic notice. So what that means is for our students that are below the GPA of 2.0 for a semester, they're put into academic notice. So it's like, hey, you better raise that up or you might, you know, be disqualified, which means, you know, you might not be able to return. So those students are offered the assistance to enroll in the Bounce Back course. And it used to be run only in our San Diego campus. And since I started, we kind of piloted the program. I did it one semester here in an Ivy campus. So it was in person because it used to be only online. So it was in person. It's a class that meets once a week for 50 minutes. And we touch on things like academic skills, time management, test taking, study skills, and of course, really building that resilience, building that strength perspective and that ability to kind of face this, you know, thing that they're going through. Cause this is very, very shameful. They go through a lot of feelings when they hear like you're on academic notice and if you don't pull up your grade, you might not be able to return. So it's really building those strengths and those skills so that they can have the whole support and be able to do better and bring that GPA up and stay at SDSU and be able to graduate. So, it was a success. We were able to do it and they decided, you know what, as long as we have students on academic notice at Ivy, we're going to offer the class. So we've been offering the class every semester now for a year and a half, and it's been really well. The students, we have a really good response. I've added now to work with our Academic Learning Center, which is our tutoring center here at San Diego State University, and I put them with a mentor. So they are paired with a mentor, which is a fellow student, and they check in with them at least once a month to kind of discuss where they're at, what's their goals, what they want to work on. And it's part of that peer support and I've gotten really good response. That's a whole new thing that I applied here. They don't even do it at main campus. So it's totally brand new, but I've had a really good response from the students. They really like that system, that connection with another peer. And we've seen a good results from these students, and literally they bounce back. And that's the whole intention.
And that's really super important, because can you imagine how devastating that must be to be put on academic probation and then to be not allowed to graduate, you know, or even continue or register? That is, you know, that can be depressing to some people. And that's just another way that you guys are helping so that that doesn't go any further. And they're, you know, it's help with their mental health. So that, you know, the students will kind of, deal with this and, you know, a peer is helping them. Somebody who's probably been there, done that, and, it, you know, maybe show them their tips and tricks on how to help themselves. And maybe they need help with upper division classes. You just never know. And so that is a great thing to do for your students, because then that way that'll help them be successful.
Yeah, we meet once a week. We check in always, like, how's everyone doing? We celebrate our small wins, like, at the beginning of the class. And then we go into the subject, you know, whatever that is. Procrastination, time management, studying skills, all of that, whatever that entails that they might be dealing with.
Again, the whatever it takes, all holistic, you know, the whole person to get them to be successful. One of the other things that we're talking about is the Talk It Out on your website. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, of course. So this is another programming that was only being run at our San Diego campus through our therapists. And our students had the opportunity to join through Zoom with those availability times, and they still do. But now, since last semester, we started offering it here also at Ivy with our LCSW has dedicated time just for Talk It Out. And what it is the student can just log in, and it's a Zoom ID, and they could just log in. If the therapist is available at that time, they'll be seen right away. If not, they might wait 10 till 20 minutes or so. And they have the opportunity to talk to a therapist and kind of let them know, you know, I'm dealing with this, I'm dealing with that, kind of, you know, they might not feel they need short-term therapy, but there's something that's bothering them. And they kind of want to, like, discuss what's going on. There's no appointment necessary. They can just log in, discuss what's going on. And then maybe, at the end of the session, there's a recommendation of, maybe you should schedule an appointment, maybe you do need more ongoing support, or maybe that's all they needed and they needed to connect to maybe a resource or just to hash out whatever was going on in that time and place. So it's a really good resource because it's like a fast, you get seen almost immediately after logging on to the Zoom. And they have the opportunity to either speak to our therapist in our San Diego campus or here with our therapist.
That's really cool, because like I said, I was looking at on your website and you have the pictures, I guess, of the people from San Diego. And so it makes it that much more friendlier, you know, that you know the person already and you kind of can relate, and you have the times when they can log in and talk to somebody. And that's pretty cool. I really like that. It's that seeing the face behind the name, just kind of a website or whatever. But that's, you know, and that's like immediate, you know, that you get to talk to somebody. It's just right away, you know, it's no appointment necessary or anything like that. So if you're having an issue, if you're having a situation, you can just call the number and that's it.
Yeah, done. Drop in. Yeah. And you can also see in our website, they also list the languages. So that's also very important. We have some students that are a lot more comfortable speaking Spanish, and that's okay. Like, we're okay with that. But if they want to seek help through Talk It Out, they can also see that, you know, that the therapist may speak English and Spanish, or even other languages. I know for San Diego campus, there's other languages, but even for us here at IB, myself included, we speak Spanish as well. So if that's, you know, sometimes they feel apprehensive about reaching out, like, oh, they might not speak Spanish. Like, no, we do. We do. We can speak to them in Spanish.
And that's really good because, you know, like you said, some people may not feel comfortable. You know, they're sitting in a class in English. They're talking, you know, they're listening about their subject, whatever they're, you know, whatever they're enrolled in. But sometimes speaking from the heart and speaking about your feelings may come easier in your native language. And so if that's Spanish, if that's Chinese, Japanese, whatever languages that you offer, that's really terrific because, it just makes it that much easier for the student so that they can express their feelings. They can talk about what's going on and, you know, they don't need to, it's not harder because sometimes this language barrier is difficult, you know, for students because they can't really express themselves. You know, there's some words in Spanish. That just don't really translate over and stuff.
Yeah. I've even had students that do the Spanglish and that's okay too.
We speak Spanglish. I mean, you know, yeah. And whatever, you know, whatever helps you help yourself is just, that's exactly what you need. So that's pretty cool. I really like that. I'd never heard of that, before. I'd never heard of this kind of service that's offered. That's pretty cool. And then the other thing that I'm seeing here is, phone consultation. How does the phone consultation work?
It's pretty similar to Talk It Out. Maybe Talk It Out is a little more, in time because Talk It Out could be like 20 minutes and for phone consultation could take like 10, 15 minutes. But it's more so like, hey, I'm having this concern. How do you think, like, I can be helped? And then we can go ahead and, like, okay, like, do you want to schedule it one-to-one? Do you want me to connect you with a resource, a referral, maybe another department on campus, like the food pantry or the crisis response team? So it's a quick and kind of like, I'm dealing with something, but I don't know. You know, they don't need an hour-long appointment. We could do a phone consultation. And then also very important to know is that the phone consultation is not just for students. We offer it for our staff and our faculty. So if a professor, sometimes students reach out to the professor first or other staff and they, tell them, you know, what they're dealing with or their concerns. And then they have the ability, professors and staff, to call us and say, hey, a student reached out, they said this, this, and this, how can I help them? And we walk them through and we say, okay, you know, we can do this, we can do that, you can try this. And that, you know, whole consultation is just, and it's again, it's confidential. You know, I'm not, even if the professor says it's so and so, I'm not going to turn around and say, hey, your professor called. Unless the professor called, you know, told the student, hey, I'm going to call. Are you okay with that? You know? But other than that, you know, that is also a confidential and phone call.
Wow, that's a lot that you guys offer down here. And everybody says, you know, the Imperial Valley, you know, this or that. It's like, come look at us. We got lots of stuff going on. We got lots of resources. And, you know, just these things where you can pick up the phone and call somebody and talk to them right then and there is so helpful. Now these services that are offered, like the talk back and the phone consultation, those are like 8 to 5 kind of things or how?
Yeah, it would be business hours, only. We do have a after hours crisis line. You know, we call, even if you call a regular front desk number and we're not in the operating number, it goes straight to the emergency crisis line. But of course, you know, we are here only, 8:30 to 5.
8:30 to 5. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, if you want to, repeat the number for the student psychological, and counseling services for, San Diego State, what would that be?
Yeah, of course. So that would be 760-768 5718, and that's the number for our front desk. All they're going to ask is your name, your red ID, your email, and they'll go ahead and schedule your appointment. I'll direct you to do a phone consultation, whatever the need is.
That's terrific. And so those are just some of the services that the Counseling and Psychological Center of San Diego State in Imperial County, should say Calexico, it's Imperial County, but Calexico, not branch, it's the school. And what they offer, and that's super terrific that you have all these students, all these services to help these students be successful in their school career, which is really great. So that brings us to the end of our second segment, and we are going to take a brief break. We are here talking with Ave Urias, who is a case manager of the Counseling and Psychological Services Center at San Diego State Calexico. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Let's Talk About It. If you have questions about services Imperial County Behavioral Health may offer that deal with today's show topic, please feel free to call 760-482-4000. Let's Talk About It is presented weekly on KXO AM 1230, FM 107.5, and KXOradio.com as a public service of Imperial County Behavioral Health Services.
Welcome back, Imperial Valley. Thank you for tuning in for our third segment of Let's Talk About It, your weekly wellness radio show brought to you as a community service by Imperial County Behavioral Health. We are speaking with Ave Urias, and she is a case manager for the Counseling and Psychological Services Center of San Diego State Calexico campus. And, you know, we've been talking about all the different things that they have to offer. And so in this third segment, we're going to talk about just a few more things that Ave does for the students out at San Diego State. And the first thing we kind of wanted to touch on were the different kinds of clubs that you offer for the students.
Yeah, of course. So there are different clubs here on campus. They are not tied to counseling and psych services. But they are kind of, you know, there is some layers of how they connect, but we do have, the psychology club. There is a psychology club. The advisor is one of the psychology professors, and that I work, a lot with them. Of course, I do go to the meetings. I get invited to kind of touch base with them and do workshops. I've done events in collaboration with the psychology club. And it's student-led. All of these clubs are student-led. They're RSOs, so they are giving the liberty of whatever they want to do. If they want to do an event, if they want to, do an outside field trip, they can do whatever they want, really. So they have the liberty to say they do need to have an advisor, which has to be a staff or a professor. But other than that, they're a liberty to do whatever they want. And then there is like the Chicano Studies Club. There is PPGA, which is tied with Planned Parenthood. They have a Generation Action. You do a lot of events here on campus as well, and a lot of events outside of campus. I know there's a reading club as well. I know they were planning on starting a video game one, but I'm not sure if it took off, because you need all the officers in place to be able to run a club. And then I do know that they started a sports club, which is tied to the intramural. We have an intramural sports department. And they have esports. They have like volleyball tournaments. They have pickleball. They have a lot of different activity that they go on, and it's tied with that department the club is. So, and it's really, you know, if a student has an idea, they can start the club. They need is a couple friends and just say, like, let's do it, and they can go ahead and do it. You know, they don't need much. They just need all the officers in place, which is about like 5 to 6 people. And they can start any club, really. I think the reading club just started this semester, if I'm not mistaken.
And, you know, that's pretty cool, because it helps build relationships. And that is helpful to your mental health, because, and it gives you an esteem like, hey, I started this club, or, you know, we were the pilot club, or, and then that helps a lot with your self-esteem, and helps, you know, these young folks get to know on how to build something, you know, and that's pretty awesome. You know, to be a leader and to help, and you never know, people sometimes join these clubs because they want to, you know, to find friendships and find alliances. So that helps build their mental health, because they get to meet friends and they get to meet people, and especially meeting people with the same kind of interests that you have, you know, because, you know, sometimes there's, especially like a reading club, you know, reading is not, as popular as it used to be, like say when I grew up, because everything is, I mean, you know, we used to go to the library. I mean, I had a library card, and you know, everything is purchased on Kindle now. So it's really different. And so, you know, to have young folks reading, that's pretty cool. I think that's really nice. So you and I, during the break, we're also talking about, you know, events that you have on wellness and to help break stigma with, you know, having events like World Mental Health Day and health and career fairs and things like that. So could you elaborate a little bit more on those?
Yeah. So for World Mental Health Day, which is celebrated on October 10th, I always do a resource event, kind of tabling, bring out our community partners like Behavioral Health, the SURE Helpline Crisis Center. I also invite Women Haven, just different community resources. And of course, like I table as well as for, and other departments here on campus. And it's just to bring, not only that resource piece and connecting our students with them, but also I try to make it fun. So I always ask, an activity. So it could be coloring, it'd be crosswords. I, last time I had bubbles, and, you know, sometimes you think like bubbles, that's so childish, but it was so popular. My college students were having a lot of fun with the bubbles. So I try to make it fun and interactive so that they're not just going around tables and picking up information, but there's also some interaction. So I always try to do it around that time. If I can do it on the 10th, I do it on the 10th. But sometimes it lands on a day that is not the best, like Fridays. Fridays, we don't have a lot of traffic here at the university. So kind of switch modes, and I do it on a Thursday. So I always try to do it around that day. And then we also do a health and wellness fair. So this entitles, you know, all the well-being. I try to bring, you know, food scarcity, the physical activity, the mental health, the physical health. So like our clinics, Inner Care, Calexico Wellness Center, all of them. And that one is a much bigger event. I have 30 plus tables set up so that the students can go ahead and table. And then I try to do the same thing, a lot of interacting activities. I try to do, you know, to kind of incentivize, try to bring them food, snacks, water. And I do opportunity drawings to just get them, you know, get them out here and get them to participate. But it's always fun, you know. I've been having really good numbers, you know. I've been having good attendance. So it's telling me, it's giving me that notion of that students are liking these events and that they're attending.
You know, that's really cool, because we always try to do something that, you know, helps people, you know, take something with them and that they can do that later on. Like, who thinks of coloring, you know, especially as an adult? You really don't think of it, but it's very relaxing. And there's a lot of studies that have been done that, you know, coloring books. There was a trend a couple years ago where people were buying coloring books, and they were coloring books made for adults. They weren't like, you know, comics or anything like that, but they were passages and you know, lots of, where you put lots of different colors and you mix lots of different colors and just relaxing things. And it was pretty cool. I had some friends that were really into their coloring, and you know, every time they said that they got stressed, they went and colored. And I was like, yeah, you know, whatever, it works. And Bubbles, I don't care how old I ever get. Bubbles are my thing. You know, I love Lloyd. I remember my kid. I used to have, when she was little, I had like a little gun, you know, a bubble gun, and it would just blow up and then, you know, get with the soap and all that kind of stuff and make these big bubbles. Oh yeah. That was so much fun. And it was just so relaxing, kind of taking it out of the soap and just kind of letting it morph and watch the different colors in it and like the rainbows in it and things like that. It was just, I really enjoyed it. I liked it. And so, you never get too old, you know?
Exactly. We're never old for fun because it's fun.
Yeah. and you know, those different kind of activities, and you know, even just having people, you know, showing somebody how to breathe, you know, because sometimes people get, you know, so caught up, and like we were talking earlier, they just forget to breathe. And even, you know, how to do progressive muscle relaxation or just take a deep breath and hold it, those are the kind of things that we just kind of take for granted, you know. We're just so caught up and so busy in our world that it's hard. So yeah. Sound like really fun events and really good events, and you know, that you're helping the folks there help this.
The pet program is always the most the most popular.
Well, the pet program is near and dear to me because I have one of the first dogs from the pet program, Betty. Aww. And she started during the pandemic, and so she was on Zoom. And, you know, she's just a diva, and she still goes out. She's been in retirement for many years now, but she still goes out to events. One of our staff, Eric, he also adopted a dog, Austin, that's just here in my office. And, you know, Austin sometimes goes out to events also. And so they come from retirement every once in a while and attend, events. And so they love it. I know my dog does. She just loves it. And so, anytime you need a pet program graduate, just give us a call. We'll be glad to take our dogs down there for your events. You know, pet program is an awesome. And for those of you who don't know, it's a positive engagement team. And that's, where behavioral health, has dogs that go out to different places like San Diego State or, you know, we go out to all different places. Anybody who will invite us, we go. And the dogs help with the engagement. Sometimes, you know, people are a little afraid to go into a doctor's office or into our, and so they help with the engagement. And so it's really, really awesome. It's a really awesome program. But like I said, that's just near and dear to me because of my dog. So the other thing that we kind of wanted to talk about are there services that are in place for students with disability or special needs?
Yeah, we have a whole department. It's called the Student Disability Services here at SDSU. It's run by my colleague Melissa Villarreal, and she's located inside the library. So you can find her in there if you have any further questions. I'm not too sure, of course, of what it entails because it's a whole other department. But if there's any need, and that being a physical disability, even, you know, even disabilities that are not seen, if there's any need, you know, make sure that you fill your paperwork, ask Melissa, and if there's any accommodations to be made, she will walk you through with being that note taking, test taking, if you need more time for your test, if you need a proctor. I know she's been using a lot of technology as well for like note taking, not just, students, but you know, if you don't want to do that peer note taker and you're a little, embarrassed, I know there's technology as well involved now. So it's a really great program. Just make sure you ask and you go and fill out that documentation that is needed for the disability and the accommodation center.
Great. So we have just a couple minutes left of this segment. Would you care to share a story about maybe somebody that has gone through your services and has really benefited from being part of your center?
Yeah. Not too long ago, I was stopped by a student. I was walking around campus, and I was stopped by a student, and he says, "Hey, I just want to say thank you." And it took me a minute to kind of say, like, who is this student? Because I see a lot of students. But once he started going and he said, I was in academic probation, I was almost kicked out of the program, and you helped me. You know, I went to see you. We met a couple times. And he's like, guess what? I graduated and I'm now in the teaching credential. So he's now a graduate student. So I was so happy to hear, you know, that I helped him through that difficult time, that difficult piece of being an academic notice and being able to kind of pull up his GPA. He was able to graduate, and he returned now as a teaching credential since, but now he said he's almost done, I think, next semester. So I was happy to hear that. And I'm like, I'm proud of you. And I'm glad to hear that, because sometimes I don't get to hear that, you know. Sometimes I get to see them walk on stage, you know, and I could see, okay, they're walking. That's a good sign. Sometimes I don't get to hear those. So it was really good to hear from him.
So that's always nice to have that positive, and then to have somebody come back and recognize the help that you gave them. It just, it kind of makes it all worth it. You know, it's like, I'm doing this and I'm making a difference. I'm making an impact. And that's really cool. That's really super cool. So with that, if you'd like to give us your contact information once again before we end our show.
Yeah, of course. So our number to our front desk, if you want to schedule an appointment or do a consultation, that would be 760-768-5718. You can call, just say you're an SDSU IB student. And you can also email me if there's something that, you know, maybe you don't want to call. My email is aurias, so it's urias@sdsu.edu. So you can also email me.
That's great. And thank you, Ade Urias, who is a case manager for the Counseling and Psychological Services Center of San Diego State Calexico. With that, it brings our show to an end, and we thank you for joining us this week, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230, and each Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. This weekly broadcast is produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO Radio. This program features weekly community mental health issues on your radio. Let's Talk About It is produced for and presented as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health Service, Leticia Plancarte Garcia, Director. Our co-hosts for today's program were Patricia Aravalo-Caro and Alfonso Ruiz. Thank you for listening.